God bless you, dear friend. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the seed. Oh, get thyself ready, because God is shifting and moving, and He's going to make a name for thee. And you're going to come out of the shadows and into the marvelous light. And you're going to begin to see that the Lord shall help thee, the Spirit shall help thee in every aspect of your life. I want you to begin to know that the Spirit is going to cause you to come into a season of new networking, new socializing, new contacts that are going to bless you. And the trials and the tribulations of yesterday is over with. And God's going to usher in new opportunities that's going to favor you. You're going to land some new things, interviews, doors going to open up for you. Oh, ministry is going to open up for you, for the gift to touch my people shall open up unto thee. For the Lord will say, this is the season and this is the hour. Now, he says, circle November the 22nd until December the 16th for favor, favor, favor in communication, favor with people in power, favor with bosses. God says, pitch your ideas, get them out to people, and because he's going to move all of your professional things forward. You're going to move forward. Start a blog, get a website, advertise your products or services. Because your communication skills will be very, very powerful, and people will hear you. They will hear you. And then I heard him say unto me, increase is all around thee. You're going to benefit in this season. Even breaks in the areas of loans and mortgages and taxes or even insurances. Oh, God said, I got some surprises for you. I have surprises for thee. Around the 8th of October, circle that date. You may have to deal with some kind of a sudden and unexpected emotional issues related to money. Be at peace. Circle the 23rd of October. New opportunities could also surface surrounding education or maybe even writing. I'll share more with you on your next prophecy concerning those dates. God bless.
Okay, the next person is Sister Jane.
God bless you, my sister, Sister Jane. I just hear God saying this is the season that he healing and bringing forth a greater anointing upon the family as he travels for the family. I don't know if it's a family vacation that you're trying to get planned or to undergo, but the favor near travel, he's touching the home, and God says there's a business, a family business that's going to begin, and God says the entrepreneur is going to come forth, and it's going to even be upon the family, and that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you. I hear the word of the Lord saying that he hasn't forgotten about you. God is saying for you not to allow yourself to get sad or depressed, but God is saying that joy shall be your portion. God is saying that there is much abundance and much prosperity, and that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Jane. I'm hearing the word of the Lord saying for you not to look to your past. God says that there's much joy. God says that doors are opening up for you. And I'm hearing God say that there's going to be like a reconciliation, a reconnection that's going to be made. And God says that this is going to be favorable to you. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you. The Lord calls you Prophetess Jane. And God says there's a generational blessing coming to you and your family. You're one of the ones, I don't know if you sold the $88 seed or even the one-on-one you're due, a one-on-one, because God wants to give you new directions and new instructions in this season to be before the prophet, bishop and the prophetess. It is imperative for you to just do whatever you can do toward that 388, because it's just new instructions. God wants to answer some questions that you've had before him. He wants to, he just wants to do a work, and he wants you to be in the knowing, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Jane. I hear the word of the Lord say to you today, stop worrying, woman of God. For Father God said, prophesy, woman of God. God says, prophesy to the mountains, prophesy to the hills, prophesy until you move beyond where you're at. I hear Father God saying, be open to new options and new environments in this season. Father God says he's changing your perception concerning some things. And I just hear Father God saying, trust the process. Father God says this is the season to go within. Woman of God, Father God says this is the season also to minister. I hear Father God saying, minister, Jane. But Father God says you do have the word of life and restoration for the people of God. And Father God says financial blessings are your portion. And that is the word of the Lord.
Once again, I want to thank you, Sister Jane Dennison, for the seed. Know that there's a shifting and there's a moving of the Spirit that is happening in this season. Know that the Lord says, I'll keep thee and I'll bring peace around thee. Woman of God, I pray that you have been blessed by the word of the Lord from the other prophets. Know, woman of God, that you're in a season of power. You're in a season of glory. You're in a season where the Holy Spirit shall lead thee and he shall guide thee. And you're going to rise in power, ambition, and glory. For this is a season where the Lord says, I shall cover thee. Not only shall I cover thee, but I'll cover your household, meaning your children and children to come. For the Lord says, I break the cycle of defeat from off of you. I bring peace to your mind, yea, even in this hour. And that is the word of the Lord. God bless you, woman of God. Peace.